You're a marvelous creature. I'm telling you, you're a marvelous creature when you give your life to God and let God take control of your life. But when you start throwing all that junk in your body and your mind and your action, your hate and foul and even stupid and crazy and silly and Yahoo and Yoo-hoo and they-hoo, and you just come a foo-hoo. Because Satan wants to bring all that confusion so you can't live a beautiful life, a holy life, a godly life, a separated life. That he's making bids for you all the time. And that's why you don't, you want to, when you hear the word, when you're in a place where you can hear the word, you ought to get your ears open. You ought to get your heart open. And then when you hear it, go back and get that Bible and say, let me look in here and see. And you get in there and find it for yourself and make it your own. Listen to what Brother Hagin said. Now listen to this. This is what he said in this. He said, Brother Hagin, a woman asked, why don't God heal me? Why don't I get healed? I know God promised to heal me. Listen, I know God promised to heal me. Watch it. I understood her problem and tried to help her. And that's exactly what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to help you tonight because I understand your problem. He said, I understood her problem. I tried to help her. No, ma'am. God hasn't promised to heal you any more than he has promised to save the lost. God ain't promised to save no lost. I pretty much got your attention. Nowhere in the Bible, nowhere in the Word of God does it say God has promised to save you. You can't find it in there. I agree with you. No, God's Word declares that God has already done something about your salvation. Amen. I just read it to you. Just read the scripture. He canceled it out. Jesus took a seat at the right hand of God. Why did he take a seat at the right? Because he finished it. Your salvation is complete. God, Jesus is not going to come back and hang on the cross. He's not going to come back and cast out devils. He's not going to come back and do none of those things. He's not going to come back. No, because he did it when he was here. And that's why he's seated at the right hand of God, because everything you need has already been done. You're going to have to look, find out about it and go ahead and receive it. So, let me finish. God's word declares that God has already done something about your salvation. God laid your sins and iniquity on Jesus. God laid your sin, my sin, and our iniquity on Jesus. God had already reconciled us to himself by Christ. He's already done that. And he has given us the ministry of reconciliation. This is what I'm doing right now. This is my ministry. That's your ministry. That's our ministry to go tell others. See, I'm affirming it to you, showing it to you. Because see, you can preach it just like I preach it. Because the same word, same spirit, same God, same Jesus, same Holy Ghost. You meet him out on the street and they're acting crazy. See, you already been reconciled to God. All that stuff, all that turmoil, all that foolishness, all that stuff Satan trying to, you've been delivered from that already. How do you get it? Well, you have to bait your hook like you do when you go fishing. You don't go fishing, throw a wet hook in the water with nothing on it. So you have to learn how to bait your hook. How do you bait the hook? Brother Hagin said, when he came off that bed of sickness, and he said, everywhere I went, I told people, I'm a new creature. And people said, they want to know, what's a new creature? He said, I'm glad you asked. That's baiting your hook. I'm a new creature. They gonna want to know what. And he said one time, do it real quick because I can't go off on his story tonight. I got too much here to do. But one time, he said there was a guy in town that had his girlfriend, and his girlfriend's cousin came to town, and he was trying to find a date for his girlfriend's cousin. He said, Kendall, you got to help me out. You got to help me out. He said, I promise y'all, we won't drink, we won't dance, we won't. He said, everything he promised is just like he never said it, because that's what they did. So while they were dancing, and the other girl asked Brother Hagin to dance with her, he said, I can't, I'm a new creature. She said, what's a new creature? While they were dancing, she had tears run down her face and got born again. Because she found out what a new creature was. This gospel worked anywhere. Anywhere. In the beer joint, in the juke joint, at the gas pump, at the shopping mall. We just got to get bold with it. We can't be intimidated anymore about this. All right, now let me take in too much time. Maybe, maybe not. So, God has already reconciled us to himself by Jesus, by Christ. And he gave us the ministry of reconciliation. We are to tell people that God was personally present with Jesus Christ, reconciling the world to favor with himself. God is not imputing and counting up and holding against men their trespasses anymore. There ain't nothing between you and God. You know, somebody preached, you probably heard one of these titles, God is angry with the sinner every day. No, he's not. No, he's not. Then we make this statement. Listen to it. You drank that beer, you going to hell. No, he's not. You know what's going to call you go to hell? You don't receive Jesus. Because if you get Jesus in that, he can deal with the beer. That's the first thing we want to do, try to clean a fish before you catch it. That fish ain't going to let you clean him. Catch him, then clean him. Get that word in him, then you can get the stuff out of him. Come on now. How many of y'all that fish going out there and the diving around in the lake, in the pond, trying to clean the fish? You got to catch him first. See, tell people the truth. It ain't the beer that was in your hell not receiving Jesus. That's what's going to get you there. Because Jesus, the beer didn't die for you. And we get caught up on outward problem instead of getting the word in there because it'll solve all the problems. All right. I know this is good anyway. Well, someone said, we will all be saved then, won't we? No. People must accept that reconciliation God offer. I mean, if Tyrone don't accept, he won't drive no car. He won't have access to my checkbook. He can't wear my clothes. I done told him. He's standing out there whining. It's just hot out here. I can walk everywhere I go. I done told him to have the key. Are you getting it?